sometimes the tender amputator unit bordered on paranoia, with the terrible blood-churning excitement that came at terrible cost. One never knew when the Gestapo might come for your neighbor or you. As these thoughts raced through my mind, the fire grew larger. The overcast stretched a hedge mixture of blading yellow and orange, streaked by flowering blooms back. There were more crashes, the sounds of ripping metal and breaking glass. No alarm sound. At 16, I was too young to leave my parents' house without permission, but old enough to be curious and frightened by what I saw and heard. I tiptoed down the hall pit of my parents' bedroom. They slept undisturbed under their blankets, their sleepy breaths rising and falling in them. I took my room, and I lamp, and cried over the sleep, while fearing for the city I called home. Talia, mother shouted the next morning I bore. I shot in bed. Yes, Mary, mother tapped foot as she always did when I had overslept. You'll be late for school. She holds there, her black dress ruffling around her body, her shoes clicking on the floor. My mother always kept her bourgeois attitude, despite the fact that Germany was hard and both my parents had anticipated, and leaving our Russian home behind. She always looked at the time of day as if it was going shocking. Another habit she refused to give up was calling me by the diminutive or my name. Then it's to me, because I was no longer a child. I had turned 16 on the 16th of May. All of my girlfriends, and suddenly boys I knew and liked at school, called me by full name, Natalia.